rest of the story. Marty was a beginning law student who seemed to have the world by the tail. His father had spared no expense in preparing Marty for a brilliant legal career. His college professors had all admired the young man, and now at 22 he had his master's degree and a beautiful fiancée from a wealthy family. For Marty, the future had never appeared so luminously bright. So his friends thought nothing of it, really, when on July 16 he threw a festive party. Marty, who was a fine musician, entertained his guests as always. There was eating and drinking and joyous laughter. It was recalled that the barrister-to-be had never seemed so effervescent. And finally, when the hour was late, Marty bade his guests farewell, heartily clasping the hands of each at the door. None had but the slightest idea why that celebration. None in his wildest dreams might have suspected. Marty's friend Justice was the last to leave. Or would have been, had Marty let him, but when the laughter had died and the others had gone, Marty took Justice by the arm, sat him down, began to tell him something wonderful. That he, Marty, had been visited from beyond the stars. He, Marty, had had a close encounter. Getting ready for the upcoming semester had been at once a happy and aggravating adventure, he said. The textbooks Marty must have were not available at the university. He had to procure them from an off-campus supplier. No big deal. He walked to the store and back. In fact, he was returning, he said, from that shopping trip with his brand new law books bundled under his arms when dark clouds began gathering. It was not so much that the clouds gathered as how. They rushed together, swiftly, majestically, with apparent purpose, he said, until in no time the sun's light was all but blotted out. Marty remembered the odd chill that came over him as rain began pelting his coat and the otherwise almost dreadful silence that seemed to fall over the world. He looked up, strangely confused, and a moment later it happened, a blinding flash of light that enveloped him, the awesome sound, like none that he ever known, a horrific explosion and a roaring echo. The earth shook, and Marty literally fell, terrified. This had been his amazing experience. Well, Marty's friend Justice listened and then smiled. Marty must not be unduly alarmed, Justice said. For what had obviously happened was lightning had struck close by. And as long as Marty was unhurt, there was nothing really to worry about. Lightning, indeed, Marty agreed. But also he was convinced a sign, a close encounter of the very first kind, a command he was sure from heaven itself. And Marty had responded as he fell to the ground. He vividly recalled saying, "Save me, and I will devote my life to God in a monastery." Well, Justice was astonished, as were all of Marty's friends, when eventually they learned, for that very evening, the young almost attorney abandoned the good life for what he was sure was an even better one. The celebration, you see, had been a farewell party, Marty's grand goodbye to wealth and prestige, and all of the splendor he had known. Before dawn, he was behind the walls of an Augustinian monastery and inspired by the white-hot memory of once upon a summertime, Marty became a monk and more. Now, you know Marty as 16th century theologian, Protestant reformer, Martin Luther. Only now, well, now you know the rest of the story.